माधव जा बिहारी कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर श्री राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम निताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल निताय गौर हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिवर्गाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Good morning. Thank you for those who helped me out there with the kartals. Today is Thursday, May 14th, and we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation, verse 24.
Satad bartu samadaya vachaha kuvalayekshana sarajam bibrati vaso veni bhutamsha murdajan satad bartu samadaya vachaha kuvalekshana sarajam bibrati vaso veni bhutamsha murdajan.
Please chant.
Satad bartu samadaya vachaha kuvalekshana. Tad bhartu samadhyana sarjam vibrati vaso veni bhutam samurdajan satad bhartu vachaku valayekshana sarajam vibrati vaso bhutam samurdajan. Satad bhartu samadaya vachaha kuvalayekshana sarajam bibrati vaso veni bhutam samurdajan.
Anyone else? Okay, word for word. Sa, she, tat, then. Bartuhu, of her husband. Samadhaya, accepting. Vachaha, the words. Kuvalaya ikshana, the lotus-eyed. Sarajam, dirty. Bibrati, wearing. Vasaha, clothing. Vrini bhutan, matted. Cha, and murdajan, hair. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The lotus-eyed Devahuti accepted the order of her husband. Because of her dirty dress and the locks of matted hair on her head, she did not look very attractive. Please repeat. The lotus-eyed Devahuti accepted the order of her husband. Because of her dirty dress and the locks of matted hair on her head, she did not look very attractive. Purport. It appears that Devahuti's hair had remained uncombed for many years and had become complicated in tangles. In other words, she neglected her bodily dress and comforts to engage in the service of her husband. Okay. ओम ज्ञानति मिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजला शलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narotamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udirayet.
Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, and unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author.
Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttama shloke paktir bhavati naishtiki.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure unalloyed devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Jai Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Panchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo eva patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Good morning. Thank you all who are attending the class in person, those who are attending online, and those who will hear in the future. I thank you for this opportunity. And may my words be inspiring and uplifting and helpful for all and beneficial for all of us. So we are hearing here how Devahuti, her husband has created an aerial mansion, and she's hesitant to go on a board because she's, you know, unkempt. She's been serving her husband faithfully, sacrificing herself, completely in serving him, body and mind, and she's ended up neglecting her body. And we know that Devahuti was a beautiful woman. Her name means effulgence of a goddess. And she was so beautiful that one time a Gandharva was flying and he was so enamored by her beauty that he fell off of his airplane. She was extremely beautiful. And she was very chaste, and she was also very knowledgeable in the yogic science. So when I read this section many, many years ago for the first time, and when I came to this point, I remember my first thought was, wow, Kardama Muni, after she's looking not so clean and unkempt, he didn't leave her. And I was thinking, reflecting back now, like, why would I think like that? And we see that in Kali Yuga, that this happens. Men, women have sometimes sacrificed themselves in body and mind, and even sometimes maybe even put their significant other through school or done great sacrifices, and sometimes they are left behind. They're abandoned. They're not given that protection. And that's not something uncommon in Kali Yuga. So, and Srila Prabhupada has made comments like Devahuti is an ideal woman. And why is she ideal? Not because she submissively served her husband, but because she was protected throughout her whole life. In her childhood, she was protected by her father, Swayambhuva Manu. In her youth, she was protected by her husband, Kardama Muni. And in old age, she was protected by her son, Kapila Dev. Srila Prabhupada has also made strong comments like independent women are not happy, and women and children should not be given independence. And all of these center around protection. And I'd like to talk about protection, protection of women, and how this can apply in Kali Yuga now, in today's modern times. So when the Manu Samhita was written,
And in all the yugas before Kali Yuga, the father would protect the daughter and then he would marry his daughter to a husband who was like a guru to the daughter. So other than the obvious physical food and shelter, he would protect her from being exploited. And those yugas, we know that women and men were not freely mixing. The father would find a suitable husband who would protect her and give her shelter and also be like a guru for her. The girls would be married before puberty. We know from psychology that the first man, a young woman before hitting puberty, if she was married to someone, that person should be faithful her whole life. That is the psychology of a woman. And Kardama Muni agreed. We see that he agreed to marry Devahuti because she had no one else fixed in her mind. She had him fixed in her mind, and he knew she would be very loyal to him. So he agreed. That was one of the points where he agreed to marry her. Emotional self-worth. There was no even thought of putting down a woman. The men and women were of high character. So there was no issue of women growing up without self-worth, self-respect. Now, when His Holiness Bhakti Padma Saurabh Pracharak Maharaj visited a few weeks ago, he spoke a little bit about protection, and I'd like to speak about some of these points because they're very good. He expressed how when he was young, about 5 or 6 years old, and his little cousin was about 2 or 3, his grandfather would refer to her as mother, and how powerful that was. His grandfather was instilling into the young child from a very young age that one day you will be a mother. And when women come to the point of they're not little girls anymore, where they can be exploited, and they come to that motherhood of protection, they're protecting others, they're the fortress of the household, that empowers a woman that she cannot and will not allow herself to be exploited. And so in that culture, they instilled that idea of you are empowered, you are a mother, you will be a mother one day, you will help others at a very young age. We see also that there were strong, intelligent women like Draupadi, Sita, Mitravindra, Bhadra, strong women at that time who were allowed to have a swayamvar. They were able to choose their husbands because of their strong character, high intelligence. Rukmini Devi even wrote to Krishna to kidnap her. She did not want to marry Shishupal. And she went forward to get a Brahmana messenger to ask Krishna to come and please kidnap her. And Rukmini and Kaikeyi also knew how to drive a chariot. We see that when she was being kidnapped, she was someone driving the chariot while Krishna was fighting off the other kings and princes. When the role of the husband during the yugas before Kali Yuga, they would provide security, home, children. They would give the guidance like a guru. Through her service, Devahuti's service to Kardama Muni, she was protected through that service of serving him in his meditation, in his yogic practices. We see the emotional security, Lord Shiva. When Sati wanted to visit her parents, and he advised against that, but she was, being younger, she was insistent, and he allowed that, but sent his servant with her for protection. But he didn't suppress her desire. He didn't hold her back or speak degradingly. We see an example of Kashyapa Muni when Diti was so adamant to have a son to kill Lord Indra. Instead, again, of putting her down or telling her, this is a wrong idea, what are you thinking? He offered her to do the Pumsavana Vrata so she could purify her consciousness. And he told her, if you do not follow this 100%, if you have any deviation, the son that will be born will become friends with Indra instead of his enemy. And in this way, by her performing this sacrifice, he was able to uplift her consciousness. We see in the example of the wives of the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas were performing all these sacrifices
so they could get to understand Lord Krishna, to get his darshan. And here he is sending his representatives, the gopas, saying we're hungry, we need prasadam, and they didn't put the connection, but their wives did. And their wives went against their husbands and actually cooked for Krishna and Balaram and sent the prasadam and got their darshan. And the husbands understood that their wives were intelligent in this matter. In the Mahabharata, we see strong personalities as Satyavati. She was born of a fisherman, but she had strong political power to help her, the dynasty, to bringing heirs to the dynasty. Even Bhishma was very respectful towards her. We see Mother Gandhari. She put on the blindfolds before marrying her husband. She didn't want her husband to feel in any way that she was better than him. And during the disrobing attempt of Duryodhan, she was the only one to speak truth and honest and chastise Duryodhan. She asked him, if you are able to do that to Draupadi, then you do that to me in front of others. And you wouldn't dare to do that because I'm your mother. That's how you should see Draupadi as your mother. And Kunti Devi, we know Mother Kunti Devi's beautiful prayers. As a single woman, she held her whole family together and she raised 5 incredible young men who had faith in Lord Krishna, who were of high character, and she had strong spiritual strength. So a Vedic wife doesn't always mean that a wife is just quiet, submissive, weak, that they cannot have strong personalities or rise to their potential in a protected environment. Now let's come to Kali Yuga. Everything in Kali Yuga is topsy-turvy. My Guru Maharaj used to joke that women are in men's bodies and men are in women's bodies. We see women are very empowered in this age. We see that in governments, businesses, hospitals, temples. Everywhere you see women are also participating in organizing, communicating, leading, and the world would not move as smoothly in these departments if the women also didn't have a role. Even Lord Krishna's agent for testing us is female, Maya Devi. We see that in Kali Yuga, most families, most income brackets would need 2 incomes. Sometimes the women bring in more income or even the only income. So women are very empowered. During a data gathered from 2024 to 2026, it was found that 17%, about 1 in 6 women, have been sexually exploited by a stepfather. So having a father or a stepfather or uncles, etc., who do not exploit their daughter is a little more rarer in Kali Yuga. The divorce rate is about 40 to 50% in the U.S. and a little bit higher in ISKCON. So this is Kali Yuga. So let's talk about these statements that Srila Prabhupada makes about independent women are not happy and women and children should not be given independence. So Bhakti Padma Saurabh Pracharak Maharaj made a beautiful comment that the topic of these statements is not about losing independence, but it's about protection. It's focusing on how women and children need to be protected, and why? Because they're very valuable to our society. Women give birth to the future generation. They unite 2 families, the ones that they're born into and the ones that they're married into. And by being chaste and following the rituals, they also liberate both families. And children, well, they're our future. So they always need our protection. In the U.S., the women's liberation movement that started in the 1960s and the introduction of the birth control pill promoted women as having independence. It stressed how one can express themselves and be free. But it did not share how the women are still being exploited.
As we notice all forms of the modern birth control, the pill, the IUD, patch, etc., they all are geared towards the women. And in the long run, they harm the women's health. Srila Prabhupada was so compassionate that he was stressing that this independence from protection, is what was harmful. Independence meaning that the woman has to protect herself by herself. And this is what makes women vulnerable to exploitation and therefore end up unhappy. He gave the example how, you know, women, they may go freely with the men, they become pregnant, the men abandon their responsibilities, they don't want to get married, they don't want to support this pregnancy. And due to then having lack of self-worth, self-respect, she may attract somebody who is not very high quality, and that can form a chain cycle, which we have seen, of abuse within the family towards the children or even towards herself. And it also forms a dependency on the government for welfare. So this cycle gets created of physical, emotional, and socially not being protected. Now, the Manu Samhita was written in Satyuga, but it was up to the well-versed brahmanas to make it relatable to this yuga. And the damage occurs when the protector is not well-versed in the shastras. And I'll give an example of how protection can be given. An example for children, when you're in a city, so for example, like New York City, where the houses, homes are next to each other, and there's very busy streets, and children want to always go outside and play. And so what families could have done is they'll block the both entrances of the block, the street. And this way, no cars can come in or go out, and they allow the children to play freely. I mean, they may be on their porch, they may be near their window, but this way the children are protected in a safe environment. Similarly, women can also rise to their protection with a mature, trusting husband who either understands the shastras or follows a teacher who understands the shastras. We see that Srila Prabhupada gave women in our movement all protection in many ways. He gave the men and the women the Gayatri Mantra. He allowed for women to serve on the altar, to dress the deities and do pujari work. He allowed women to preach and distribute books. And he established Mother Yamuna's Govindam Adi Purusham to be played in all ISKCON temples during the greeting of the deities, even when some of the male disciples in Vrindavan objected. He allowed Mother Yamuna to lead kirtans in dress the deities in the pandal programs, and he allowed even Malati Prabhu to cook for him and his godbrothers. So supporting women to excel at what they're good at with protection is supported in our shastras. Srila Prabhupada said the secret weapon for spreading Krishna consciousness was the women, because they were trustable, they spoke from their hearts. So he was allowing for them to teach and lead kirtans, do deity worship. And we also remember Srila Prabhupada sent couples, not the brahmacharis, but men and women couples to the UK to start the ISKCON. So our problem isn't with women, but maybe in our understanding. So what is a healthy protection Krishna conscious family can look like? Our communities can still protect their daughters and wives while allowing them to thrive with their gifts by creating a safe space. So along with food and shelter, one of the important things in raising healthy daughters and sons is to give them spiritual guidance, to give them Krishna consciousness, to understand what is our true purpose in life. You can give emotional protection by the way he treats his wife, the mothers of the children. By respecting her, he's showing his daughters to be self-respected, to have self-worth. And by not allowing blame or shame when a child is resistant to either spiritual life, for marriage, whatever it may be, to work with them, to befriend them, to understand their nature, And in this way, give them emotional, mental, physical, spiritual protection. And a husband can take the responsibility to also understand shastras completely or to follow someone who understands this. And what can work in Kali Yuga is when both husband and wife can see each other as a team working together to help each other and their dependents, family members, to become and stay Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada focused more than the Vedic principles, he focused on the Vaishnava principles. And we can take shelter of Mahaprabhu's third verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahistuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Being humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. And if we can treat each other as Vaishnavas, that is more powerful in Kali Yuga than trying to follow quote-unquote Vedic principles and being stuck on them. When women are naturally feeling protection, the respect and the service will naturally follow. They will not need to be told to be submissive and quiet, etc. I also wanted to share, because you know, divorce does show up in our community too. It is very important for couples, and I wanted to share this, what could help in prior to getting married. A few things I wanted to share is one, to make sure who you are marrying, we are mentally, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, culturally compatible. And sometimes we may not know this right away. And one of the ways we can do this is by getting a horoscope chart done, because that's a scientific formula that will show if a person needs to wait to be married or if a person may be not suitable for someone. Also, to assess a person's character without their Krishna consciousness in them. And what I mean by that is not to get allured or enamored as someone's a great kirtan leader or a great temple president, but see the character behind what we're thinking is making them so great in Krishna consciousness. A devotee once told me, he gave the best advice. He said, take the Krishna consciousness out of the man and see what you have. If you like what you see, pursue, and if you don't, run far away. And that has been the best advice I share with everyone, that to see what the person's character is, because that cannot be built overnight. A person's character, from male or female, happens through their lifetime. Take responsibility on working on our own past traumas. We all have some kind of trauma in our lives. Take the responsibility to work on it, get the therapy, because once marriage is there, in-laws, children, all these past issues in our past come up right to our face. And have mentors. It's always important to seek the guidance of those who are have experience, whether in marriage or in spiritual life. It's always good to have the mentors guiding us. We can rely that our true independence is shown by our dependence on Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we had read not too long ago in Canto 3, Chapter 22, Verse 11. In the purport, it says, a wife is meant to help, but she cannot help her husband unless he's completely equal to her in age, character, and quality. And I was thinking about this for a while, and I understood from it that also emotional compatibility is there. Just by age, it's not a physical thing, but it's an emotional and mental maturity needs to be there, both the same level. No one can demand respect from someone, but they can command it by their behavior, their maturity, and their faith in the Lord. And women who are also protected will also protect other women who are vulnerable. That is also another form of protection by other women. Now, the protection of a husband, a father, and son, they do matter in this world, but they're not ultimate. The ultimate protection for a woman, for all living entities, is Lord Krishna and Lord Krishna alone. We see even in the example of Draupadi, she had 5 exemplary husbands, but none of them could protect her while she was being disrobed. And it wasn't until she raised her hands in the air and said, "Hey, Govinda," praying to Lord Krishna for protection, that she received the ultimate protection. And we can take shelter that if any woman or man, for some unfortunate reason, does not receive protection in their childhood or in their marriage or through their older age, that they can always take shelter in Lord Krishna, and that this shelter will never collapse due to time, karma, death, illusion. Lord Krishna will always protect us. And if we can truly imbibe this, it will make all our earthly relationships honest. And we can actually, it's so deep that it'll actually help facilitate forgiveness towards those who may have exploited us in the past or others. So, I want to read the verse again. The lotus-eyed Devahuti accepted the order of her husband. Because of her dirty dress and the locks of matted hair on her head, she did not look very attractive. I thank you for your time. And if I can ask if anyone has any extra comments, questions, corrections. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Very well. Thank you for your class. I just want to ask you, what's your understanding of the meaning word protection? Woman protection. What does it mean?
Yes. So, as I had expressed in this class, protection is, you know, husband giving protection, for example, is for her being exploited. Her being taken advantage of, her. But it's the protection is allowing her to come to her potential in a protective environment, and that is that no one can exploit her, take advantage of her, put her down, because he is there for emotional, physical, spiritual protection.
And what's the meaning of independence, and how to reconcile protection and independence?
Yes, so. Independence, the understanding of that is independence from being protected. Meaning, we don't need a man, we don't need a husband, we don't need a father, we're going to go off on our own. When women in their childhood, say they were in a abusive situation, we see they run away from their homes. But then they're running away to something without any protection, and then they have a high chance of being exploited again. And the idea of independence isn't just running away from a bad situation, but it's putting oneself in a healthy, protected environment that allows one to be who they are, who they're meant to be, to do what their gifts are in this world. So it's not completely just leaving protection of something and just doing something all by oneself, not trying to protect oneself by oneself.
The problem is that women doesn't want to be protected. The women wants to be independent. And so the problem is in Kali Yuga.
Let me ask you, what is your definition of independence?
Independence? Well, for women, independence, Prabhupada explained that there is no allowed to women to be independent.
Right. So what is your definition? Give a concrete, what does that mean for a woman to be independent? Is it that she doesn't listen to her husband sometimes? Is it she wants to make the income when her husband says no, don't make the income? What does it mean? Give
Kali
a practical.
You know, it's all, as you said, topsy turvy.
Yes.
So that means when the woman wants to be independent, the man doesn't want to protect her because she doesn't want to be protected. Plus, you know, police doing a good job protecting. So that's why men usually. They kind of afraid to get protection because protection actually means controlling. Controlling the when you protect the children, you're controlling them.
So I would like another male figure person in this
in this forum to answer this. I'd like to hear a male's perspective of this topic, please.
Protection doesn't mean that controlling. Protection means you are supporting. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, take Srila Prabhupada's example. Srila Prabhupada, Mother Jamuna, when the three couples went to London, they were independent. But they have this support from Srila Prabhupada. Huh? Support. See, that's what the support, we have to give the wife support to grow her. If she's good in something, let her grow in that field. If it is devotion to the Krishna. So that's the support, that's the protection. It's not like controlling.
Can you give him the microphone too?
So my father, biological father, he passed away when I was like 18. So he already told my mother while growing up that whatever you want to learn, you may learn. She was like a 10th grader when she got married. So she didn't go to college or university, so she could have a, you know, big job or something like that. But then he allowed her to work, so she was selling, you know, cosmetics. Then she was into some other, you know, marketing business like Avon, Oriflame, or say Amway. So she did, you know, explore a lot of areas where she could, you know, make some money. Well, in case of Rukmini, she knew how to drive a chariot, but she drove in case of emergency.
Exactly.
It's not like she goes every day on a chariot and, you know, just for having, you know, a pastime. Yes. But in emergencies, you can do that. So my father said, if suppose tomorrow I'm not there, you should be capable, to make your living, you know, ends and all that. So that you understand, like,
yes.
In case when Krishna desires that you have to, then you have to be a single mother. Maybe, if, you know, based on your prarabdha, and there's a lot of things involved. But yeah, ultimately, whatever situation you are in is by the grace of Krishna. So we should always appreciate and embrace His mercy.
Thank you.
I wanted to say more, but I am not able to, you know, correlate that very well. Sorry.
Thank you. So, Mahaprabhu, did you want to speak something? Is there anybody else who would like to share, Madhumati?
Thank you very much for the class. I was just wanting to mention something. My understanding of what Vyasasuna Prabhu was mentioning about controlling, I understand what he's saying, trying to say is that, for example, when a child is not acting properly, then the parent has to control. But I think that the word control, we have to understand what it means. It has a connotation of using, or let's say, abusing power. So the word is guiding. So when you're telling your child not to do something, you can't control the child. Even with children, you can't control them because they rebel. Anybody tries to control you, whether it's a child, and you see that sometimes. I mean, I've seen parents in a grocery store, and they're controlling their kid as opposed to guiding them. So whether it's a child or whether it's an adult, whether it's your wife, whether it's, you know, the husband, if the other person is trying to control, it just it's going to be rebellious nature. And so there has to be, I think, the thing has to be you guide the person. And like the example you gave about Lord Shiva and Parvati, where Parvati wanted to do something and it wasn't, Lord Shiva could see it's not the best. So he guided her. But like you say, he still protected her. It's not like, hey, listen, you're not going to listen to me. Tough luck, you know. That was that wasn't Lord Shiva's mood. That wasn't his mood. She didn't listen to him, and he didn't get angry, but he immediately was thinking for her and sent everybody to take care of her and not take the role, you know, I'm gonna give her a lesson, you know, for what, you know, she's gonna suffer. That wasn't his mood. And so I think we see examples of what it means not to control, how to guide, whether it's a child or whether it's a wife, whether it's a husband, or whatever it's, I mean, even a husband's, in our Shastra describes the woman is the intelligence of the husband. Now, husbands might think, hey, excuse me, how is that, you know? We are more intelligent. No, it describes the women are the intelligence of the husband. The woman is not intelligence of some other man, but for her husband. And you see that, you know. You see that in Dhritarashtra and Gandhari's case. Gandhari was the intelligence, but Dhritarashtra didn't care to listen to her. And so I think, yeah, protection, controlling, I mean, all these words are very important to understand. No, so we don't control the child, or we don't control, we guide them, we support them,
And this natural wanting to serve the husband comes out when she feels very protected. That's a natural response. Yes, there's another question.
So yeah, everybody afraid of the word control. Yeah, of course I mean the control with love. For example, when I let my son do something stupid or something wrong, I lovingly explain to him. Does it mean that I'm not controlling? Then another thing that parents allows everything to their child and they grow up like bastards, you know, if you're not controlling them, right? So yeah, controlling as Madhumati said, guiding them, but that's mean controlling, but with love, yeah.
Any other comments, questions for discussion? Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.